Welcome to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, December 23, 2018. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. Her message is The Shepherd's Noel. The Old Testament reading today is Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5a, and the New Testament lesson is Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 20.
Have house and family. So I've heard and preached about no room at the inn, and you likely have heard it as well. It's not a bad message at all, especially because it usually ends with a challenge for us then to make room, for us to be the ones who extend hospitality to the Christ child. But I got sidetracked, like I said, because in the last 4 years or so, I have arrived at a different understanding of the innkeeper and this problem of no vacancy. For I've had the opportunity to visit Israel and Palestine and to stay several nights in the city of Bethlehem and to meet the people of Bethlehem. And after being there, it got harder to reconcile this idea of how residents of this town, this Palestinian town, could possibly be so harsh and inhospitable to anyone. Everybody there was trying to be welcoming. And then as I thought about it more, there's a bit of, now, we don't know how many days Joseph had been in town, but if you had a couple days, you would think that Joseph would be able to find a place to stay. It's Joseph's town. If he's of the lineage of David and needed to go to Bethlehem of David, I'm thinking there's got to be some third cousin twice removed who lives there. And lastly, would it just not be unacceptable in any culture, let alone a Middle Eastern culture that's so focused on hospitality, to turn away a couple in need like this? That there wouldn't be anyone in Bethlehem who would say, no, 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 I'll sleep on the floor. You can have the bed. You need it more. I'm grateful to the scholarship of Kenneth E. Bailey for highlighting both the problems of no room at the inn and showing us a different way through. Kenneth Bailey wrote a book titled Jesus Through Middle Eastern Eyes, and his book has opened my eyes to new details of the Christian story. It's opened my eyes to the assumptions that I bring with my Western cultural attitudes, rather than turning around and examining who Jesus is in a Middle Eastern context. Kenneth Bailey lived for 60 years in the Middle East. He was an ordained Presbyterian minister, was also a professor of New Testament at the New East School of Theology in Beirut, Lebanon. He knows the languages of the region intimately. He also passed away in 2016. So Kenneth Bailey highlights how our image of an inn and an innkeeper from our Western idea, when we think of an inn, you probably think of Best Western, La Quinta, Motel 6, you know, maybe not the super high end, right? Not the Mark Weston, but, you know, a local lodging, a place where you could exchange money and then have a place to stay, and that you would negotiate with the manager of that building. And indeed, there were businesses like this in the ancient Middle East. In fact, we hear about one during the parable of the Good Samaritan. Remember how after the Samaritan patched up the injured man, he takes him to an innkeeper, offers him coin for the man to stay there and recuperate. What Bailey points out is in this case, the place that the Samaritan is taken to is the word pandokion. And the pandokion is a Greek word for an inn, for a lodging house. The pandokion is a business. Somebody points out in Luke 2 that in the birth story of Jesus, Jesus is laid in a manger because there is no room in the kataluna. Different word, different Greek word. So what's the difference between a pandokion and a kataluna? Here's an image. Ta-da! There you go. There you go. Yay. I'm so grateful that Bob brought his historical nativity scene today. I didn't ask him to do that. I'm like, I'm talking about that today. Is that great? Because this is a floor plan of a early Palestinian peasant house. So there's a stable. I know you can't read it all. Then there's like a family living room. And then on that third block is the guest room or the kataluna. So a typical layout in the Middle Eastern culture of hospitality, you always had a guest room. You expected people to be coming through. Here's a different image. Doesn't that look a lot like what Bob bought this morning? I love this. Holy Spirit's great, right? It's like, I didn't arrange this. This would be a two-story structure. But again, there's a main living and eating area. There would be a guest area, perhaps upstairs. And then there would be the place that the animals could come in and out on the first floor of the building. And so it is quite possible that the kataluna, the guest room, was already occupied. There's no room in the guest room. But that doesn't mean that Mary and Joseph were then pushed into a stable that was 50 feet away. That's where we would put our animals, right? They're out in the barn, way out there. Yeah, Mary and Joseph were then invited to stay in the main family area. And the main family area is indeed the place where animals could be brought in at night for safety. And so even with no room in the guest room, Mary and Joseph were right in the middle of the house. As well, Mary would likely have been attended to by family. It's her firstborn son. She doesn't know this birth process. She would not have been abandoned to do this on her own. Aunties, extended female cousins could assist Mary in the birth of her firstborn child. A midwife would be there. And so then Mary and Joseph slept where the family slept and ate what the family ate. They were not ostracized to some distant barn. They were in the house. And then when the only other residents of Bethlehem who heard the news, the shepherds appear, they found Jesus in a home, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. The manger is the feeding trough for the animals. Go back a slide, if you could. And the mangers were in that living room, right? I leave water out for my dog in the middle of the night, right? And the dog has free roam of the house. This is how they would provide for their animals. And then Bailey adds one more piece of evidence that the shepherds who witnessed that Mary and Joseph were safe and well taken care of. For if, as the visitors, they had seen this young couple and a newborn were being mistreated in any way, they would have found a better place for them to stay. It's about hospitality. Hey, if this place doesn't work for you, I have a friend of a friend of a friend. You could stay there. That's what Middle Eastern hospitality is like. But the shepherds came. They saw Jesus. They saw that he was warm and dry and surrounded by loving family and extended family. A peasant class, ordinary family. And that's the wonder of Jesus' birth for them. The angel said, go find the Savior, go find the Messiah, and then send them to an ordinary peasant home. Not to the governor's mansion, not to the royal palace, not to a place with a dress code, but a two-room home. And they are welcomed in. They're welcomed in even if they're a bit scruffy and lower class. And the shepherds recognize that they don't feel so out of place, that they recognize this kind of house and this kind of scene in their own town of Bethlehem. It became a house that the shepherds could feel at home in. The sign that the shepherds were given is that the Savior of the world is born in everyday, ordinary simplicity. That's good news for the shepherds and for us and for the residents of both ancient and contemporary Bethlehem, that God would send his Son into the world to be one of us, to relate to our everyday struggles and joys, to invite us into a relationship with the divine that doesn't reside either in distant heavens or in palaces where we don't fit, but comes to be right here with us. Eugene Peterson, in his translation of The Message, says, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." That's the good news, that the Word became flesh and blood and moves into towns like Vallejo and Benicia and American Canyon, into our homes, into our living rooms, our ordinary, sometimes messy, not all that huge houses, and takes up residence among us as a gift in order to bring hope, transformation, wholeness, and salvation. What a gift.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.